Well, in hockey, the Blues going out and absolutely walloping the Sharks, 5-0, taking a 3-2 lead in the series. Big win for the Blues. Great performance by Jaden Schwartz. 3 goals. What do you got to say about that?
Yes, it was a great game. This is a great team that hasn't lost a playoff game on the road when the series was tied. And one of his 3 goals came on a power play. This was a 5-0 win. You don't see those a lot.
Especially not in the playoffs. And on the other side, the Bruins might get Boston a 3-peat, 3 championships in one season, in 1 year.
Yes, they look very likely to do that. I would love to see it.
Blues versus Bruins, that would be a great matchup in the championship game.
I don't really like either team, but again, I would love to see Boston win because they deserve it. They deserved it in basketball, but there was Giannis and Golden State, who both were incredible. You can see that right now. Golden State's up 3-0 in their series, but the Raptors just took a game from the Bucks in double overtime.
Yeah, that was kind of confusing game because they didn't really do such a good job managing Giannis's time. Because if you would have had Giannis play in that second overtime, they very much could have won. And he didn't do much in the first overtime, so I think that they could have forced a second overtime where the Raptors are already tired. If he would have came in refreshed, he really could have won that game for them.
Yes, but if he would have played in the second overtime, he wouldn't have played in other points of the game, and they might have not ever got to the second overtime. He also didn't have any points, but he had crazy rebounding stats. He had 23 rebounds. You don't see that.
Yeah, and great performance by Giannis. And they knocked out Boston, as you said. Kyrie's going to be a free agent. Do you think he'll go to Knicks?
No, I do not. I have no faith in the Knicks. I'm going to get the 5th pick. I don't believe they'll land anyone that good. They might land mid-tier free agents, but I don't think they're landing a good
Okay, guy. So let's look. Best situation for the Knicks is they trade for AD, they sign Durant, they sign Kyrie. They have a super team. That's not going to happen, though. What's the worst situation? Probably what you will think.
Yes, the worst situation, first of all, is not getting anyone. And Zion going back to college, which these people say he might. And then the Knicks are left with no one at the 3rd pick. And they can't trade for AD and then get KD and Kyrie. They don't have the money.
Yeah, I agree. Now, who do you have them taking at the 3rd pick?
I think this is a very easy answer because Zion's the clear number one, and Grizzlies announced that they're taking Morant, so I think they have Vera.
Yeah, great move for them. Well, I know you're thinking there's not much in baseball. Let's talk a bit about injury season. The Yankees still with that crazy injuries. You don't want to hear it, but yeah, a lot of injuries, and they're still winning.
Yes, but again, you're not understanding this. The Redskins, let's say in football, were the team with the most IRs in the past 2 seasons. It happened every sport to so many teams. Just because it doesn't happen to the teams you root for or the teams you necessarily follow doesn't mean this doesn't happen. The Redskins lost most their team to IR. Actually, you come in with 54 players and 27 went on IR.
That's insane. And that's like football, you're tackling, you're really killing the other guy. But baseball, like, how do you get hurt in baseball? You hit the ball, you run to first, you go to second if you really need to, you throw the ball around.
Yes, but football athletes are in much better shape. They're used to getting tackled. In baseball, if a ball comes flying at you, a baseball player will get injured when I don't think football player will get injured.
Okay, well, we're talking about baseball. Another thing you don't want to hear. What happened with the Mets? Getting shut out. El Catrano, absolutely amazing performance. 2 hits shut out. It was just a painful performance by the Mets.
No, not really, because at this point, they're not a good team. They're probably worse than the Marlins. I actually expected them to get swept.
Well, Syndergaard was solid.
their first five innings were shutouts, but it was just a painful sweep. Great performance by the Marlins, despite having absolutely no game. So, the Mets just got to move on.
And who did the Mets have?
They have Royal Bonzo. They have great pitching. They have a few guys.
Great pitching doesn't hit you the ball. It was a reason they weren't good last year, and they weren't good since 2016, because they can't hit the ball. Okay, that doesn't mean they can hit the ball. They can't hit the ball. And a team can't put the bat on the ball, they're not going to win baseball games. It's half the game.
Okay, Tyreek Hill. Does he come in? Does he come out? Is he going to get suspended, caught? What happens with him? Where does Tyreek Hill end up after this offseason?
I don't think he'll be cut yet this offseason. I think they're scared to him after the career month. They're not going to let him fully know the final decision, how long he'll be out for. And if he's out for a year, I see them cutting him. Some team that their main problem is wide receiver, and I see him playing good.
I can actually see him kind of getting annoyed at the Chiefs and maybe going to Chargers or the Raiders. Actually, Raiders teaming up with AB, making a super receiver squad.
No, I don't think that's where the Raiders are going. I think they're moving to Vegas to get a fresh start, and they're trying to build a good reputation for their team.
So they bring in Antonio Brown.
They brought Antonio Brown because they needed something to build off for now.
Okay, so let's say that they're trying to get a good reputation. Bad reputation for the Browns yet again. Kareem Hunt, you know what happened with Johnny Football. You know what happened with all this story. Well, what's going to happen with him?
Kareem Hunt's going to be great. He's an amazing running back. He was top five in the league in his time playing. If he comes back in 8 weeks and doesn't play amazing, I'll be shocked.
And let's talk about Patrick Peterson. At the beginning, people thought this would be an 8-week suspension. Now people are saying it'll be 6. How do you think that's going to play out?
Well, if they were thinking maybe having a bounce-back season after drafting Kyler Murray and Byron Murphy and signing linebackers and all that stuff, well, oh no. In the first step of the season, colossal failure, probably your second-to-best player goes down. Suspension. You can't do these stuff. Is it that hard not to get suspended?
Well, to be fair, if you take drugs, you'll get suspended. If you don't take it, you won't play as good. It's a risk he took.
Okay, staying in the football subject, the McCourty brothers graduated college. Why only now?
Why is this on the top news of ESPN?
Yeah, like, that's just an interesting subject. Okay, back to suspensions. Well, let's say it does go for 8 weeks, and they win one game. You're 1-7. Are you still playing Murray?
Yes, I'm still playing Murray. I'm playing Murray for him to develop, not to win games.
Is it not? Well, let's say you play him. He gets injured. You, anyways, lose a ton of games. You get the first overall pick. Who are you? You pick, I don't know, some receiver. You got a solid team. Well, let's say you don't play him. He doesn't get injured. You get top overall pick. You get some great weapon. And then you got Murray. And all these young guys, they might have somewhat of a future if they tank the season.
But then you're playing a bad Kyler Murray. That's the problem. The difference between starting the season or not can be either being good or being bad. Or, in Josh Rosen's case, it's, oh yeah, you could have said they should have tanked. That sounded very small, but they would never know he wasn't good. They wouldn't have taken Kyler Murray. Then they would be stuck with Rosen, who they don't like.
Well, you got a point. Will Rosen be good on the Dolphins?
Yes. I think Rosen's a good quarterback. I just think it wasn't a good system for him in Arizona, and I think he'll play much better.
Yeah, coming into the NFL, he looked like one of the most NFL-ready quarterbacks. Now he's kind of like a Brett Favre situation, no?
Well, what's NFL-ready quarterbacks? How do you tell if someone's ready for the NFL? You can't possibly tell. What is, some people say, oh, this is where the mobile quarterback is ready for the NFL. Sometimes people say, if you're mobile, you're not ready for the NFL. Like, no one actually knows what being ready for the NFL is.
Well, I think it's your high football IQ, not making too risky throws, yet making enough risky throws, good decisions. It's mostly the mental game.
Well, the mental game wouldn't make Kyler Murray pick number one, because he's picked number one because of his talents, not because of his football IQ. If it was because of football IQ, Drew Luck and Haskins would have been taken a lot earlier.
I'm not saying that that's all it is. I'm saying that a guy with a higher football IQ is more likely to start in his first year than a guy with a low football IQ.
Yes, but let's say in the Redskins' case, it proves you right, because the Redskins decided to for sure take Dwayne Haskins when they saw his football IQ. But does that mean they wouldn't take Murray? Because if Murray doesn't have the football IQ as Haskins, like, you have all these quarterbacks who Murray can be better, but he doesn't have the same football IQ. Who do you take? Like,
no, you take Murray, because I'm not saying that NFL ready is how good he's going to be in the future. I'm just saying how good he's going to be in his rookie season.
But that's not what I would consider NFL ready. I want my quarterback to be good for a long term of time. I want him not be good for the first 5 seasons, and then be good for 15 seasons, then be good the first 5 seasons, then be bad for 15 seasons.
So what is NFL ready then? When I'm saying Kyler Murray or Josh Rosen or somebody's NFL ready, or somebody's not NFL ready. And if they're not NFL ready, you're going to bench them for a year, and then later on they could be good. If they are, you're going to play them right away, and they won't be as good as they can be right, but they'll still be solid. But NFL ready's already achieved their highest point.
No, that's not what I think NFL ready is, because no rookie played his best season in his first year. It hasn't happened to a single rookie quarterback, because that's Dak not Prescott. A thing. Dak Prescott did well in his first year because he had the best team around him. Him himself would still be putting up better stats if he had the same team he had back then. His best season was then because of the team around him, but not his own season. Like, now he won't have as good of a season because his team isn't as capable. His team isn't as good in every position. And if they get a good safety, I think he will have a better season. Because their defense will develop, and then that will help their team.
I know good defense leads to easy offense, but still, do you think that Dez at that time is better than Amari Cooper now? You think that Zeke hasn't developed? You think that the O-line hasn't developed? You think that Michael Gallup isn't a better second receiver? Jason Wynn?
No, I think back? Jason Wynn back then was so awesome. I think he was so good, and I think nothing they have now is as good as that. Dez was considered the number two behind the tight end back then. That was as good as he was. The offensive linemen were downgraded since then. They've lost people. Their defense basically broke. They have no secondary help. And Ezekiel Elliott, I think he's playing a little better, but not enough better to improve Dak.
Okay, well, I'm going to actually go back to a game a long time ago. It was 2 years ago. Broncos and Cowboys. And Ezekiel Elliott was held for 8 rushing yards. 8. And Dak had a terrible game. He threw, I believe, 2 picks. 1 huge pick 6 to Chris Harris. That may be proving your point.
Yes, but that's not necessarily, because in the first, I think, 6 weeks or so, the Redskins gave up barely any yards to running backs, and that helped them and didn't help them. Like, it helped them in some ways, didn't in other ways. But on the other hand, you see it proves the point when the teams that did the best against them rushing-wise beat them, and the teams that didn't do well against them rushing-wise lost to them. That's how they started off so hot. Because if you stop rushing, you stop the quarterback.
Well, you look at all these teams that drafted rookie quarterbacks, the Cardinals, they got David Johnson. Giants, they got Saquon. Broncos, they got Philip Lindsay. Only the Redskins don't have a really running back.
Darius Geis, he's better than Lindsay. I'll call it right now. I'll call that his stats will be better than Lindsay's. I'll call that him with Bryce Love, Adrian Peterson, Chris Thompson will do a lot better than any of these running back calls. And you know me, I'm usually very pessimistic. I always think my teams will do bad. I think Haskins won't live up to his potential. But I think Darius Geis will. I think Darius Geis will be amazing.
I don't know. Also, you got Philip Lindsay coming out absolutely nowhere. So they weren't really, like, they weren't really serious about him. They weren't saying, this is going to be our guy that we have to get ready. This isn't going to be a guy that's going to run us through the season. Then all of a sudden, he is. If they know now, going into this season, that he's their guy, will they be able to prepare him better and make him an even better player than he was last year?
No, I think his stats will go down, and I'll explain why. I think he will be better, but teams are ready. Teams only ready for the Redskins backfield because, number one, no game in, you'll know who the starter is. It's Darius Geis or Adrian Peterson. Then the third back, the third down back is either Chris Thompson or Bryce Love. You have no clue who you're preparing against. And if Darius Geis is doing really well, then, in fact, most teams will think they'll start him, and that's why they won't, because they don't want teams to be ready for him.
Well, also, Broncos can do that stuff with Royce Freeman and the crew. They both have very interesting situations here because the Broncos, they have great pass rush. The offense is looking a mess. And the Redskins, they still young quarterback. That could go either way. And also, I think the Broncos season could go either way. Maybe Joe Flacco could get on a jump and be solid. Go
I
like
think
nine
these
and
two teams are
16.
Very identical because the Redskins are building up on defense. I think the Redskins defense can do as well or better than the Broncos defense, but the same about offense. No one knows which way it'll go, and if you really want, we can have a bet about which team will be better.
Okay.
Okay, that's a water bet. Well, now that we've got that bet down, we can finish the podcast for today.
Okay, that was fun. We covered basketball, hockey, football, and baseball, and that's going to do it for sports, tech, anything but politics. This podcast was recorded on May 20th, 2019, and that's going to wrap it up.
Bye-bye!